Well, Brian, it's the weekend is here, and I wonder what it feels like.
Really can't explain what it feels like. It's it really feels like I'm living somebody else's dream. I had visions of what I wanted to do as a professional football player, but there's no way in the world that I even had any dream that I would one day be a part of something this big, retiring the number and people welcoming and loving me the way that they love me in this city. But it's just, I can't even put it into words.
Do you have any sense of what it's going to feel like?
No.
On game day?
No.
Are you going to be able to feel yourself, do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that part of me is, will be there. I don't know. I won't say always be there because obviously, I'm still yet a young man. But that part right now is still there. I still get, when I see some of the guys playing on the football field that I played with, I still get hype. I still get geek. I still feel those emotions flowing through me. So I know the juices will be going game day. I know that.
Have you ever had any massive people love you as much as Eagles fans have loved you all these years?
No.
It must be really a powerful feeling.
It really is. It's again, you. I've had time, obviously, to sit back and think about things, and now that my career is over with, I can sit back and think about some of the things that I've done, the people that I've met, and the way that this city has welcomed me and loved me, and I still can't put it into words. I still can't find the right word besides, thank you. Thank you, Father, for blessing me the way you blessed me. That's the only thing that I can say, because I can't explain the feeling that it feels to know that, as tough nationally as a place as Philly is, how they dog Philly out, for those individuals to welcome me the way that they welcome me and love me, like I said, the way that they love me, is can't explain it.
I wonder what will be more emotional for you, the moment that the number is unveiled in the Head House Plaza lobby, or the time you're going to spend on the field looking up to a full house with everybody's attention on you once again. How are you going to keep all that emotion inside?
I'm not going to try. That's not me. I mean, listen, if whatever happens at that time is the way that's how I am, how I've always been. How I was able to play the game as long as I played it, because I played with my emotions on my shoulders, and it's the same thing here, especially when you're talking about this type of atmosphere. So, I'm gonna work my behind up to keep it together so that I can enjoy the whole occasion. But as far as trying to hold everything together, that's not gonna happen.
I must say, as part of the Eagles organization, I'm very proud that everyone's stepping forward to do this, because it was really not a pretty moment when you left Philadelphia for anybody. Closure for you?
Yes, it was closure. I mean, it was closure even past this. This didn't have to happen for me to have closure. I really had closure, after I retired and came back for that one day. Seeing the people that I saw and having that ceremony, that was closure for me. It was brand new news for me to find out that this was going to happen. But the closure part of it, that was done a long time ago.
What would you like to say to the fans? What will you say to the fans?
I don't want to let the rabbit all the way out the bag, but the main two words is just thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for welcoming the smallest safety. I always say smallest because I was considered to be very small coming out of Clemson, and they welcomed me and all my flaws and me jumping all over the place, acting crazy on the football field, and they welcomed that into their homes. And they came out and they began to enjoy that a little bit, and so we started to party on the field together. And, to have that back and forth energy flow, I mean, I know I have my energy, sometimes I don't always have it, and then I hear them, that thunder coming from their voices. And that juices me back up. So it's like a push-pull.
Yeah. You still feel it.
Yeah, it's a push-pull. It's a push-pull.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope you enjoy.
Don't stress. No, I'm enjoying this.
Try your way all the way through it if you want to enjoy it. Brian, thanks very
appreciate
much.
It. All right. Appreciate it.